I'm going to call the Catuit Fire District Prudential Committee meeting, February 12th, 2018, to order. Amy Cates is recording. Could we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands a nation united in this world with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any public comment? No public comment. Okay, we move to the space needs assessment. Oh, sorry.
Let us know who you are.
Introductions.
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock, Kelly Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Ego, Clerk.
Now space needs.
Everybody has now had the chance to look through the wads of paper that the chief was good enough to forward to us. Now, this is my first go around at this, but it would seem to me that since we have to comply with the designer selection laws, we have to first adopt some procedures which were circulated. I read them. I now know why it takes forever for anything to get done.
Yeah.
In a little village like Catuit, because we have to play like we're
Boston.
Boston. But, you know, most of this, as I think you saw, was available on the website. I went to the website. There's not much more. You know, this is the typical designer selection procedure outline. I did clean it up a little bit, just formats. I think we have to vote to adopt this, and then we, before we can even do anything else.
Right, yeah. Is this someone?
That's the...
Okay, this, yeah, this one's...
So this is the designer selection procedures.
Oh, I don't think I got that one.
Just a quick question, couple of questions. Number one, maybe for the chief, what's a lead scorecard? Do we know?
I think that's when you score the applicants.
Paul Rude, Fire Chief. I'm not 100% sure. I think that's ratings for, is it energy conservation, insulation, things like that. Sound right? Yeah. I think that's what it is. I think you've got to have certain certifications for energy conservation. Okay. Sorry, I don't have a specific answer for you.
Okay, thank you. And the other thing I had is on the request for designer qualification, you just need to modify the next to last paragraph because it's asking for the proposals to be received by the town of Sharon.
It says, it not only says the town of Sharon, it says that it's which should be the village of Catuit or the Catuit Fire District. It's the fifth paragraph.
And that was all that I saw that after going through the documents. I didn't print it out the 71 pages of 7C. You did.
The only other correction would be putting Stan's name as a contact person instead of myself.
Thought I'd get away with that.
Right, so, that's in the RFQ, is we have who the proposals should be
submitted to, correct.
So we have a few decisions to make with respect to dates in that document. I have so many marked up documents. With me, sorry, everyone. That's
Yes. I did talk to a architect from KBA, Kessel Bowes Associates. They're doing Hyannis Station, they've done a lot of stations, they're doing Nantucket's. They, in reference to dates, they mentioned that if we loosened up the dates a little bit, gave them a little more time, if we backdated it, so if we told them what date we want it completed by, so if we want it completed three, and they suggest a couple months before a district meeting, so they have time to digest it, educate the public. If we backdated from that, they would be able to more likely bid on it, or bid a more competitive price. They did think that they could do most of the stuff for the $25,000. They suggested that we change the objectives or the deliverables slightly and remove the multiple conceptual plans and bring that down to a conceptual plan, and that we eliminate the identified community concerns impact on project options. So the number five, providing a list of completed projects, which is number 12, past 5 years corresponding costs in your area, which would be probably kind of hard to come up with anyways.
Yeah.
That was basically it. Was, and make sure we emphasize the conceptual, a conceptual budget, not an actual budget. So they said if we made those few changes that they could bid it at, would most likely bid within the $25,000 if they had, if they were able to bid on it based on their workload. That's all I had.
So that would put a like April 1st date for it to be completed?
This April 1st?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if they'd be able to get it done by April 1st. That sounds like a little ambitious.
April 15th?
We have to put this out for so many weeks too, right, for,
2 weeks.
For bid.
2 weeks.
So we're looking at, by the time we finish making edits, put it out to bid, advertising on combis.
May 1st.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'd like to have it ready for the Civic Association meeting and obviously the annual meeting.
I'll get him back on the phone and see if there's any possibility they could get it done by then. I don't know. February, March, April. That's probably pushing it a little bit. I'm going to have a hard time getting it done for this district meeting, but I will find out for sure.
Okay. But they're not the only ones, though, either.
They're not the only ones. They just, yeah. I just wanted to talk to them because they're one of the bigger players in the game, and they could tell me what was reasonable based on that price of what they could complete. So I figured if they could do it, then more than likely the other firms could do it for similar prices. So.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. So there are two dates that are actually set forth in the document, and the first speaks to the applications being submitted. First is on page 7 of 9, the proposal requirements. First paragraph one there. So, I mean, we have to decide on that date, and then the pre-proposal meeting date is set forth under H on page 8 of 9, which just would allow for a physical inspection of the properties. Those are the additional changes besides. Scaling it back slightly is cheap as suggested. So.
It is going to be difficult if, you know, if just the applications are in, and then you have to have a pre-proposal meeting before they even do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is.
Do we want to look at pushing it out past the May meeting line? And that means you go through next year. How would that affect us with the Historical Society? Because when they say go, we've got 6 months.
If we go 4 months, no, 6 months past the 18-month hold, then we have to go back through that entire process again.
6 months past.
Yeah.
So we have 24 months total from the hold.
Yeah, right, and it was August.
Okay.
So we can, I mean, we can always have a special district meeting to address it, but I'm not sure how many people we would get. I really don't think I want to wait another year to address this.
What happens to the $25K, Ray, that we have allocated? If we don't spend it this year, does it carry over or we lose it?
It carries over.
Yeah.
We want to rush it and miss something or take your time and
My concern would be, will we even get anybody to bid?
Right.
If we make the time too tight. People are busy. Not a lot of people looking for work right now.
So how long, Chief, how long do, what's your recommendations as far as some realistic dates to get people to bid on this?
I honestly don't have any. I agree with Ms. Mycock. I think getting it done by May town meeting is probably, chances are pretty slim. Okay. I think most companies, the company I talked to said they're out straight right now. If we're looking to get it done by next year, we could, they could fit it in and they would be happy to bid on it, but I don't know if anybody would bid on it between now and May.
Okay.
I think that's just my guess.
So I guess then we come back to, unfortunately, we don't really know what is an appropriate length of time to be putting these dates out there, so we're just gonna have to see what we can do. And I think that, and I'm confused in that we have to publicize for 2 weeks, and then we would have the, I'm just, the way that it works, and I'm sorry, Chief, you might have to help me with this. But so we publicize, we do the invitation, right. Then they come to a site review, right? We hold a site review at the facilities, answer any questions, and then they decide if they're gonna
do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're at least a week from getting it publicized. It has to be publicized in the, what is that? I know that it's in
here. Yeah, state register.
The state register.
Yeah.
And it also needs to be publicized locally, did it say that?
I believe so, in a local newspaper.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Would does that have to be the Cape Cod Times, or can it be at the Barnstable Patriot?
Usually it can be at the Barnstable Patriot.
Okay, so it's Cape Cod Times would be cost prohibitive. Yeah. Okay, so if we got that out, let's assume that's going to take 3 weeks, a week to get it to publish. The Barnstable Patriot only publishes on
Fridays.
So even if we get it out this Friday, that would be 2 weeks.
So why don't we, well, so why don't we work backwards from a date when we want to have the applications received?
Okay.
So if we have the applications received April 15th or April 30th.
Okay.
Go backwards. So that would be approximately the second week in April. That we would do start the advertising, right? It'd have to be 3 weeks before first week. So Paul, do you think that's a realistic?
So what date, when will we advertise? Second week of April?
Yeah, first or second week of April.
So we advertise for 2 weeks, so the first 2 weeks of April, and then meeting in the third week of April, and then bids due in the fourth week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. Yeah.
Okay.
So why not?
All right. So When will we meet? When will we have the meeting, the...
Oh, meet with them?
Yeah, the facilities meeting, the pre-proposal meeting.
So that would be, well, it'd be the first week of May.
First week of May?
Yeah. If we're getting them the 30th of...
All right, so we need to put hard dates in there. So do April 30th, that's a Monday, so that's fine. Pre-proposal meeting, would we want that maybe to be the week later? I don't know what day of the week.
That's April 30th, we need time to get it, so what about the 9th?
The 9th?
We should be able to... So we have to invite them to this meeting, correct?
Yeah, it's listed in the article.
Yeah, okay.
When all interested parties should... It's a briefing session. It's held at the fire station. It includes a tour and of 56 High Street, a tour of the station and 56 High Street. And it even says the water department.
Water department.
Because we've asked them to look at all needs. So, you know, this has, again, 10 a.m. on May 9th.
Sounds fine.
And all questions, we want to go to Stan.
Yes.
Sorry, Stan.
Okay. I'd be glad to do this, but in view of my plans, do you want me to still be the contact person?
Yeah, you can for this initial section.
Okay, not a problem.
Do you want it mailed to your house, or do you want it mailed to the fire station?
No, I'd get to the fire station.
Yeah, okay.
And for questions, is there a phone number?
508-428-0143. This would be interesting.
But the proposals, do you want those to be addressed to you, Grant? There's two different places. One for where the proposals are going to go, and the other is just a contact person.
I'll get the proposals.
Okay.
That'd be easier.
Okay, so this is going to be...
Do you want the proposals?
The proposals are due on April 30th?
April 30th, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the proposals. I made copies and give them to you.
Okay.
Okay. They have to provide 8 hard copies, and so there'll be plenty. You won't have to.
I'll get them around.
You won't have to be like that. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll have that stand also. And I think that was the only, except for narrowing the scope. Does anybody have any problem taking those suggested narrowing?
No.
The rest of these all seem to be put in. Now, I think we must have to make a motion to adopt the design and selection procedures.
If you make that motion.
I so move that we at the Prudential Committee adopt the Kituit Fire District designer selection procedures as is set forth on a writing dated today, February 12th, 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Will you provide me with the updated dates in the back?
Yes, I will make those changes tomorrow and email them to you, and I have a clean copy of the just newly adopted designer selection, just so that you can have that also.
Okay.
Mr. Clerk, you wanted to speak about the annual district report?
Yes. The annual reports are due within the next month or so from all the committees.
Okay.
Well, you usually have to write that for the fire commissioners, I believe.
Okay. You want to set a date for that?
I need yours. you look at what Mike gave me last year.
Yeah. Well, I know what I've got it.
Oh, yeah.
What you need, I'm preparing that right now. What I'm looking for is what's our drop dead date?
March 30th?
March 30th.
Excellent.
Anything else?
Nope, that's all.
No? Okay. And did you have a chance to review the minutes from the January 22nd meeting?
I must have missed them.
That's all right. No, we can hold off on that.
Okay, if we can either, if I may look at them, I brought my notes for, let me take my minute. Sorry, I looked at them.
Okay. Yeah. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes of the January 27th, 2018 meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any other business from anyone? No? I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.